to the Last Show Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the show. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. I'm the host of the Last Show Podcast. I'm a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida. This is how it gets down. Thank you, you, and you. You do with your hands in your pants. Stop doing funny stuff in that Ross dressing room, all right? Stop stealing those Tommy Hilfiger sneakers. They probably don't even match. One is going to be a size 11. One is going to be a size 12 and a half. Because only people that carry 12 and a half is Marshalls and Ross. I am here. I'm a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida, as I said. This is how it gets down once a week, sometimes twice a week, depending on what my mood is. You can subscribe to this show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and tune in Radio. You can also check me out on Luminary. It should be on there. Spotify, they still ain't on the game. And you can go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. That's K-O-R-T-N-E-Y, ShaneWilliams.com. And you can check out where I'm performing my stand-up comedy. Look, Seattle, I'm in you, Seattle. January 11th and 12th, or 10th and 11th, I can't remember, but the Friday and Saturday weekend of January 10th and 11th, or 11th and 12th, I'm going to be at Laughs Comedy Club, man. This is a really big deal for me because I'm actually really contemplating recording an album next year. And depending on the turnout and depending on you know, who comes and doesn't come and feedback and whatnot, I may end up recording at Laughs Comedy Club. That's right. They don't even know yet, by the way. I think I just made an announcement on this podcast that hasn't been approved by anyone. I just made an announcement. I can't even believe that. But yeah, I'm not going to delete it. You know how we do this show? It's one take, homie. That's how we do it. And no edits. So I am probably recording the album next year, but it actually, Laughs is one of the spots that I was considering, but depending on the turnout and who comes out, look, the bottom line is I'm going to take the recording to where I can get the people that come when they're recording. Seattle, I'm only always going to be down with you like, four flat tires, but you know, we can do the release show there, but if y'all ain't, you know, on that jam when it comes to recording, then yeah, I'll record somewhere else and check it out later. So it's a big deal, but you can get tickets now. You can go to my website on the very front page. You can just click the link and get tickets. Also, if you subscribe to my mailing list, I'm just going to start sending out promotion and ticket links coming up. We're about a month out, so about time to ramp up. Fellas, thank you for listening to the show. And ladies, thank you for listening to the show as well. What else can you do? You can check my last album out on Spotify. You can check out, I think that's it. I think I got everything, man. We are underway. How are you guys doing? How was it? Your weekend, how was it? I'm recording this on December 7th. It is Saturday. And the reason I'm recording this on December 7th, Saturday at 9:45 East Coast time. You're probably thinking, Courtney, you're missing the game. Yeah, you know what? I'm on a cruise ship right now. That's right, I'm swaying back and forth on a cruise ship right now. And why am I recording? Because the cruise ship ain't got Fox. Now, normally if somebody says, hey, we don't have Fox, yeah, not the worst thing in the world. But, man, Ohio State, Wisconsin is on Fox right now, man. So, what's the point? I was like, hey, I might as well crank out a podcast. It's not like I'm doing anything important. You know what's dope, crazy about this thing is that I'm on a cruise ship for obvious reasons. I'm on a cruise ship because I'm trying to get paid. That's it. But I've met and I've talked to other Ohio State fans on this ship. And we were talking about the game yesterday. Yeah, man, can't wait for the game tomorrow. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, yo, why did you get on the ship? You sat up there and talked to me about how you were going to watch the game and how you were excited about the game. You had an Ohio State shirt on. And you're on. Why are you on the cruise ship? You know why I'm here. I'm here because the game is to be sold and not told. It's time to pay me. That's why I'm here. You volunteered to miss the game. That's like having your wedding during the Super Bowl, you know? Whether you like football or not, you know, that lends to a low turnout. Once again, why are you here? I question your fandom. You're not a real fan. Man. So, you know, and the whole time I had to hope because the way it works a lot on cruise ships, or even like sometimes like Canada works like this too, I noticed, is that you'll have like an ESPN channel or whatever, but like the ESPN channel is in Canada is reserved for hockey and the Toronto Raptors. Like that's the only thing you see on the ESPN channel. Hockey, Toronto Raptors. They barely even played the Sports Center on the ESPN channel in Canada, the TSN. They barely even show Sports Center. They still treat it like Sports Center in the 90s. They got two, one in the morning, one at night. And I'm expecting Dan Patrick to wheel out of the back. Is that Rich Eisen? Huh? What was that one dude that left and tried to be a comedian and came back? I forgot what that dude's name is. But that's the way it works. So anytime there's big events, though, like let's say it's the Super Bowl, right? Let's say the Super Bowl is on CBS. They'll still play the Super Bowl on that ESPN channel, that TSN channel. Like, they'll just still play it on there even though it's ESPN, right? That's the way it works. Same thing on the ship, right? So even though the game's on Fox, I know the game is on Fox, I still have hope deep down, you know, maybe they'll play the game. Maybe. To quote the great Stone Cold Steve Austin in the 90s. Nah, bruh. They ain't play it. As a matter of fact, they didn't even play ABC games on the ESPN channel. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're playing along at home, I had to watch Boise State versus Hawaii today. Yeah, that was the big game of the day, because that was the one on ESPN. All the good ones on ABC. So I didn't get to see LSU. I'm not seeing Ohio State. You know, right now I'm watching Clemson, you know, beat Virginia. But other than that, no good games today, man. So this is why we're doing the podcast, because there's really no other choice. I mean, I'm glad y'all got a show, I guess, but, you know, if all would have went right, you know, I'd be, you know, like my man at Ross with my hands in my pants trying to figure out if I'm be able to fit those heel figure shoes. I actually saw somebody steal from Marshalls one time. That's one of them places, like, if you steal from that place, they probably really need whatever they're stealing. Because, like, you went to Marshalls, of all places, to steal. It's like stealing from a dollar store, you know? Like, you go to the same jail if you get caught. I don't know if you know that, you know? You want to go for one big job, right? You ain't never seen Heat? You're going to need one last job, man. You know, like Training Day. You might get shot up at the stoplight, but, you know, then again, if you don't meet the men, maybe, you know, you and Drake can just take that money the way it's supposed to be, huh? So I'm here, last show podcast, during the Ohio State game, because I'm not as big of a fan as you thought I was. It's called The Last Show, because this may be it.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean it like ever since baby on baby drop, man.
Ever
like,
since baby on know, baby
drop. Ain't nobody drops.
Let's go. Welcome back to The Last Show podcast. That is The Baby. Thank you for tuning in. I'm fascinated by The Baby. Anybody that would name themselves The Baby is always going to get my attention. Dude, first name, duh, last name, baby. Baby, man. I don't even know where he's out of. I think he's out of Charlotte, but like, there's like some kind of Atlanta connection or something like that. You know what? Inside. So the video on that song, that's called Bop by The Baby. The video on that song is dope. Honestly, that may be one of the greatest videos ever. I mean, I don't want to feel spare the moment. Is it spare the moment? Spare, that's ribs. You know, that's what black people have at Thanksgiving. I think it's spur of the moment. You know, that's what white people cheer for. Spurs. But spur of the moment. I don't want to just, you know, be prisoner of the moment and just say it's the greatest. But, dude, the video is pretty dope, man. I'm not going to lie. Single shot video. It's like, you know, the Black Bird Man. That's what it is, man. It's pretty good video. There's some stuff in there. You know what I mean? There's a little Portland flavor, you know? All you guys in the Northwest want to see what, you know, Portland went mainstream. You can check it out. The videos, the Bop by The Baby. I start going through The Baby's catalog. I listened to The Baby's whole album. And it was exactly what I thought The Baby would sound like. I'm not sure if I've talked about The Baby on the podcast before. Now that I think about it, I'm like, maybe I have. But, you know, yeah, the album sounded exactly like what The Baby, you know, would sound like. It was just one of those things. Wasn't a lot of depth. There was some depth to it. But it has some fire joints. First time I actually really heard, I heard the name because I think he like staged. There was some kind of fight or something like that on Instagram that went viral or something like that. And I remember somebody saying, oh, the baby got beat up. And I was like, what? The baby got beat up? And so, you know, of course, I scampered to the the social media machine to see this baby catch an uppercut. It was a grown man. So I just, you know, put it down. But the baby, the first time I really, like, heard him was is that called Dream Chasers? What's the name of the album? Maybe Dream Team, Dream Chasers, something like that. It's the J. Cole album that came out. It's the compilation album with, like, everybody. Dreamville, the Dreamville album. I think Dream Chasers, I think that was Meek Mill. I think that's what he went with. But, yeah. So the Dreamville album that came out, the second one that just came out, he got a song on there with J. Cole. Dude, he got some, it's raw. Raw, man. He's good in the record. I can't determine if he's a good rapper or a bad good rapper or, like, a trap rapper or just a rapper that I just like to listen to. Like, I don't know what exactly. Like, I feel like the baby is on the Plies block. Like, people ask, I like Plies. And it's not because Plies is, you know, this wordsmith. I'm not going to say that Plies is a top 5, top 10, top 100 rapper, but he's Plies. Like Trick Daddy. You know what I mean? I like Trick. I like Prize. You know, I like Luke. You know, it ain't just South stuff. It's like people that are like, I got a fond remembrance of Sir Mix-a-Clot. Sir Mix-a-Clot. What? Sir Mix-a-Lot. Sir Mix-a-Clot. That dude's Jamaican. Blood clot. But Sir Mix-a-Lot. You obviously know Sir Mix-a-Clot. Mix ain't got no bars. I'm just going to call him Mix. Fans call him Mix. I'm going to call him Mix. He ain't got no bars, man. But you just like them, and that's just the way it is. Like JT Money. Man, right. I'm going to name all the people. These are just people that you like. Juvenile. It just is. So I feel like that's where the baby fits in. And you know, I always need that person in my catalog. That person in my catalog was running a little light. I'm not going to lie. So shout out to the baby. Shout out to the bop. Check it out. All right, man. I'm on a cruise ship. So that's the deal, bruh. This is the second time I tried this. Probably gonna sound just as bad as the first time. Internal microphone. You know what? I don't have the space in my carry-on to bring a microphone onto the airplane. You know, I just don't. You know? Plus, there's other things on my mind when I'm leaving to go out of town besides, you know, a free podcast. You know? Love you guys, but the free podcast, not as high on the list as my passport. You know, that's the thing that's terrible about flying, you know, to Mexico, which I'm on my way to Mexico. I should be there in the morning. I'm not driving, so I have no clue like what knots we're going, but I'm sure they'll announce it. But yeah, man, that's the thing about going international. You gotta bring your passport and whatnot. You know, the crazy thing about the passport is that I spend about 15 minutes of my day looking for my passport when I'm at home. Just looking for my passport. As soon as you get here though, they just take your passport and they're like, yo, dude, you're just here for a while. They just take your passport, which is dope. But so when you're packing up to go away, man, I'm thinking, yo, do I got my passport? Do I got my wallet? Do I got, you know, cell phone chargers? Like, not bringing your cell phone charger could ruin your life. You understand? Like, on the power rankings of things you actually need when you go out of town, clothes are like the last thing on the list. Shoes probably higher than clothes. Clothes is the last thing on the list. I mean, because you can get clothes. Like, clothes can be had. I mean, you can steal clothes. I mean, clothes is something that could be had. You know, like, I could get on the ship and be like, yo, I don't have clothes. And they could be like, okay, well, you know, we got a white shirt and, you know, just keep the pants you got on, whatever. If you forget your charger, they ain't got nothing for you. You ever try to borrow somebody's cell phone charger? But they watch you like you're robbing a bank. It's like, dude, you ain't got to steal. Look out. I'm going to bring the charger back. Nah, man, that's all right, man. I was planning on sitting in the library for 2 hours anyways. I just read a book and watch. They watch you with your charger. The chargers, honestly, is more important than the phone. If you got a phone and no charger, you have a charger, you can probably sell the charger and get some money, man. That phone, man, is worth nothing. So I'm on an internal microphone, but I am on a ship headed to Ensenada. You know what the crazy thing about this crew, I'm pretty sure they're breaking me into this cruise game. Shows are going pretty good, to be honest with you, especially last night. So I think I was playing this on the podcast last time. I did like 14 shows. So on this cruise, I'm going to do 10 shows in like 7 days. So I went on two cruises in a row. So I went on a 4-day cruise. So it goes out for 4 days, come back. And right now I'm in the middle of a 3-day cruise. So this is the second day of the 3-day cruise. So I'm performing a couple shows tonight. So the shows are getting better. Last night was the first night of the 3-day cruise, which means that was my 6th show. And it was probably the best show I've done since I've been on the cruise. And I judge best by how close it is to the show I do at a normal comedy club or at a theater or at a bar, or how close can I get to that? Like, that's the real thing for me. Is like, I'm just trying to get to where it's like performing naturally, for better words, but it's certain stuff on ships that just don't work, you know? And it's one of those things where like people are like, you know, you'll have a lot of cruise ship material. And granted, there's some things that I do now on a ship that I couldn't do in a comedy club, because in a comedy club or a theater, there's no reference for what I'm talking about. The same way I could perform something in Florida and not perform it in Seattle, or something in Seattle and not do it in Tulsa, or something, you know, in, you know, New York City that you couldn't do in Canada. Canada, that's its own ball game, dude. There's stuff in Canada you just can't do at all, you know? And so, yeah, I got some material like that, but the truth of the game is I'm not trying to sell out and become this comic that does like cruise ship stuff, you know, and you see him and be like, oh, you know, that stuff seems short. That's the thing with the cruise ship, like a lot of the bits short. The shorter, the better. Or not better, but shorter, you get the best response and people laugh the most and things like that. That's not my game, man. My game is not short. So, you know, I can either change my game or, you know, struggle through the shows until I build up enough material and things that work on the ship, or just new material in general that's going to work, you know? There's things that just is eventually over time, you're just going to develop more material that's going to work. Plus, as a comic, you always think the last joke you wrote is the best joke you ever written. It's like you only want to play the new stuff. It's like going to see Bob Dylan in concert. It's like, hey, what's a great Bob Dylan song? Now I'm drawing a blank. Gosh, Mr. Tambourine Man. Or is that James? James Taylor. Now, anyways, you know, play Mr. Tambourine Man, and then Bob Dylan just plays something he went in on the way in, wrote in on the way in there, man. That's one of those things. So, of course, all the new stuff I'm writing is immediately going into the show, whereas stuff I probably wrote 6 months ago or whatnot just probably won't ever make the show. You know, it's just one of those things. And you feel like you get become a better writer and just a better discerner of what's funny anyway. So, it's going well, man. For all you guys asking, it's going well. I'm on the cruise now. I never announce when I'm going on a cruise, for you guys that don't know and haven't listened to the podcast, because I don't want you guys trying to come by my house. By the way, I'm enhancing security at my house. I seen that there's a cat took a dump in my backyard, so I'm enhancing security. I'm putting some of those security lights on my house that immediately, like, you light up the whole field. It's the same lights they put at a bank. You know what I mean? It's like 2,000 lumens. So whenever that cat comes over the fence to take a dump, I'm going to just shine a light on him, all right? I'm going to start killing feral cats. Yeah, I said that on the podcast. I said it on the last show podcast, man. Yo, so one thing too, like coming out here, this was like, I'm not this guy. So I don't even think this is a joke, and it may not be a joke, but you know, there's a lot of topics that are just worn out. And one of the topics that's becoming worn out is, you know, people talking about service animals. Like, we all get it. This is a scam that people are running. Like, there's nowhere there's that many people with anxiety. Like, I know, you know, the world can be a confusing place and the world can be a frustrating place, you know what I mean? And you can be, what's that called? Not wired, but anxious. But there's no way there's that many animals that are that good at calming people down. There's just no way. There's no way. As many dogs that I've seen that have been frustrating, you know, there's no way that there's that many. And I don't blame it on the dogs either. I blame it on the people bringing the dogs. That's really the issue. So I'm coming out here to, I flew into Los Angeles to get on this cruise. I had never seen so many dogs on an airplane. Every single person on, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of dogs on here, man. A lot. And the people were like walking their dog in the airport. And see, this is not a Florida thing. So I know like these people don't live in Florida. No way, man. Florida people, we don't do service animals. You know what I mean? You don't have time. You can't bring your service animal everywhere. You spend too much time in a car to have a service animal, if that makes sense. You spend too much time going and doing stuff. It just, you know, service animals, that just ain't where it's at right there, right? So I get on this airplane, it's dogs everywhere. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, I'm like, man, I'm not feeling well. Then I figure out, like, yo, I'm allergic to these dogs on the plane. I'm like, where's the justice for me? Okay, no justice, no peace. You see, like, if one person has a peanut allergy on the airplane, they stop serving peanuts to everybody. What about me? A dog allergy could be way more severe than a peanut allergy. They never ask, hey, man, are you allergic to dogs? Or there's no dog section. I'm telling you, they're going to start teaching. They should start treating people with dogs like smokers. Because that's not something that's necessary, that you necessarily need. I'm just convinced. I mean, yeah, you know, probably shouldn't say that out loud, but I just don't believe it. Just don't believe it. There's just not that many people anxious. And if you are anxious, maybe you shouldn't fly. And if you do have to fly, why don't we just put all y'all on the same plane? Or why don't we have a dog section? That's inconvenient. You know what is else inconvenient? Me having to suffer on the airplane with your dog, man. I couldn't believe it. You know, because like, I'm asthmatic and everything, and allergies and the whole nine. So it didn't even hit me. I'm like, wow, my breathing. I'm glad I brought my inhaler because I might be coming down with something. And then it hit me probably about an hour left of the flight. I'm like, yo, man, I'm allergic to these dogs on this airplane. What's going on? So I'm dying, man. Nothing against service dogs either, man. It's against the people that have service dogs. You people are frauds. Like, it's enough, you know, the jig is up, okay? Like, this is going on long enough. To quote the great Richard Pryor, how long will this bull go on? Like, this has gone on long enough, man. It's time to give up the ghost, as they say. Give me the loot, as Biggie Smalls would say. Got to give up the ghost. I think Ghostface said that. Who knows? All right. About time to wrap up. I did see this. The Pied Piper, R. Kelly. Just, you know, every once in a while, I like to check in on him and report on a podcast. R. Kelly, a.k.a. My Mind Is Telling Me No, a.k.a. a pedophile, is never getting out of jail. Never. They put R. Kelly up on some more charges. They issued something called a superseding indictment. I ain't even know. Like, indictment sounds bad enough. Superseding indictment? What does that mean? Does that mean they put one paper on top of the other paper? Or like, you got one indictment, we just gonna put this one over? Because supersede means this one goes before that one. So that means you gotta answer to this indictment before you get the next indictment. This nigga, he's never getting out of jail. Never get in. And one of his girlfriends then snitched on him. I'm surprised it took her that long. I mean, you got two girlfriends and one wife. I mean, you lucky they ain't snitch on you immediately, man. Like, that's risk management right there, man. Basically, superseding indictment basically said that he helped forge an identification for a minor. For Jane Doe number one, and I think like 1995, which matches up with when he married Aaliyah. Yuck. Like, R. Kelly is beyond canceled at this point. You know, R. Kelly is so canceled, people don't even talk about it anymore. Like, people are more willing to try. Harvey Weinstein, what happened? We check in on Harvey every once in a while. People, you know, R. Kelly, this is a blur because of Bob. It's like Bill Cosby at this point. Cosby, by the way, he came out and said he's not remorseful at all because he didn't do anything. I will say, like, if you didn't do anything, you shouldn't be remorseful. Problem is, you were convicted of rape. So, I mean, it's tough out here for the Cos, man, but it is what it is. So we'll see what happens with old R. Kelly. I'll make sure I stay tuned to the Pied Piper. I follow him on Twitter, even though he ain't got a Twitter account. I got an alert for R. Kelly just to make sure my daughter ain't at his house, because I know how he rolls. So I'll stay in tune to the Pied Piper, and we'll wrap up the show. But thanks Thank you, you and you, for tuning into The Last Show Podcast. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. Please subscribe to The Last Show, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com, K-O-R-T-N-E-Y, ShaneWilliams.com. You can get a backlog of the episodes. You can check out where I'm performing. Seattle, Washington, I'm in you, January 11th and 12th. Hey, check it out. Check me out, or 10th and 11th. And who knows? Check me out. I should know. Check me out at Laughs Comedy Club. I'll be there. Spit my game. I'm actually going to be in Seattle for about 10 days, so like a week and a half. I'll be all in and around, so, you know, let's do two. You can catch me there, man. Other than that, stay safe, and I'll holler at you guys when I'm back on land. This will probably post on Tuesday, the 10th, which will be really weird because I'm recording this on Saturday. So that by that time, you know, Wisconsin may have ended up holding on to this 21-7 lead over Ohio State. And we may have a controversy on our hands, if you know what I mean. Thank you for tuning in to The Last Show Podcast. Take it easy. Peace.
There's a lot of guys, you know, playing with their butts tight, coaches with their butts tight. Hell, at one point, fans and myself is butt tight too.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
I came, I saw, I got blowed up.
Hasta luego.